Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Weeds are a problem to every plant grower, from farmers to gardeners to landscapers. The most annoying part of weeds is how invasive they can be. Now, a weed is any plant growing where you don't want it to be growing, but an invasive plant is more than just an aggressive plant. It makes sense when you say it out loud, but a native plant is not an invasive plant. Plants like eastern redbud and coneflower don't strike us as invasive because they're already in their natural habitat. Japanese honeysuckle, Bradford pear, and other species that originate from overseas, however, are eligible for the invasive branding. This does lead to a conundrum in some cases, especially in the sense of eastern red cedar. Unfortunately, Juniperus virginiana, what we know as eastern red cedar, is Kansas's only native evergreen. Just because we live in its native range doesn't mean people accept it. It is one of the biggest culprits for stealing native grassland and agronomic land. Much like a weed being the catch-all term for unwanted plants, many people would brand this tree as invasive. The stickler in me points out that a native plant can't invade its own ecosystem, but I'm not going to say eastern red cedar isn't problematic. The better word for many weeds, foreign and native, is aggressive. The key troublesome factor in most weeds is their ability to grow quickly and effectively. This includes being easily spread by seed or fruit, like eastern red cedar and Bradford pear. They also grow rapidly and can outcompete established plants, like with field bindweed and Asian bush honeysuckle. When these weeds start to impact the ecosystem is when we get concerned. The non-native aggressive plants can be listed at state and federal levels as invasive species. Management of an aggressively growing species can be difficult. The tamest example may be of rampant mint patches from age-old gardens. The two main control options will either be mechanical control or chemical control. Now, chemical control is a serious step that should be the last step, or be considered when the scale makes mechanical control impossible. Hoeing, pulling, and cutting weeds in the garden and landscape can often be enough for at-home issues. This should be a continuous task, not just a one-and-done. The plants we are removing are notorious for reseeding or have extensive in-ground systems. Mechanical control can also include fire with controlled burns. This is more likely done for rangeland outside of city limits, not with your rampant mint patch. Chemical control is sometimes the more effective option, but often affects many aspects of the environment. Use them sparingly, know where you're spraying, and avoid spraying when drift is a concern. Most importantly, know what you're fighting and what your options are for dealing with it. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.